because people have already gone back to China.
我们有一些空位子，因为有些弟兄姊妹回国了。
Taking the good news to China.
把好消息带回中国给自己的亲人。
So this morning we're very happy to have a brother Gary Weeks. Some of you already know him.
我们今天很高兴请到 Gary Weeks 弟兄，大家有些已经见过他。
And he will tell, I hope you'll tell a little bit about yourself, will you, before you, because some of them don't know you.
They can read about me on the RCMP wanted list.
他们开玩笑啊，Eric 弟兄说呢，你要不先简单介绍一下自己啊，然后 Gary 就表明自己是个重生得救的罪人，他说我在加拿大骑警的这个悬赏单子上会有的。
But he's been forgiven.
但是他已经被赦免了。
Anyway, we're happy to have him today. So he's going to open the Word of God with us today. Let's pray that the Spirit of God may have his way in our hearts.
今天开始之前呢，求圣灵带领我们。
Our Father, we want to thank you again for all your grace to us.
父啊，我们要如此的感恩，为了您给我们的恩典。
And Lord, our prayer today is that we might hear your voice.
主啊，我们的祷告是，今天我们能听见您的声音。
We thank you for our brother Gary.
为我们弟兄 Gary 弟兄献上感谢。
And Lord, we bless you that he's come to us.
他来到我们中间，成为我们的祝福。
But Father, he needs your help.
他也需要您的帮助。
Lord, in order to be able to convey those eternal words to our eternal spirits.
因为要把这永恒的话语浇灌进我们永恒的灵，真的需要您的帮助。
And so, Father, we pray that we might be quiet in our hearts.
盼望我们有一颗安静的心。
That we might put aside all thoughts of temporal things.
让我们把这世界短暂的心思意念撇开。
And Lord, speak to us, we pray.
向我们的心说话。
And so, Father, we pray that you would just bless each one here today and those that are traveling. We pray, Father, for much help and need when they witness for you in China.
主啊，我们也为今天在座的献上感恩，也为现在在旅行在国内的弟兄姊妹们献上祈求，求您给他们传讲您话语的能力。
We pray especially for Josh, Lord, today.
也特别的为 Josh 弟兄。
We pray to give him, Lord, words of life for his family.
也求您给他话语，从天从您来的话语，来把福音讲给他的家人。
Pray for Lilin too, Lord.
也为丽玲姊妹祈求。
And the difficulties that she's facing.
以及她所面临的一些苦难。
So, Father, now there's others as well, Lord, we wouldn't mention, but Lord, we just pray for them.
Yeah, 对于我们没有提到的，也求您特别的关注他们。
And so help us in today, Lord, as we open your word, and we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我们今天的学习，让我们得着您的话语，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for coming today.
今天谢谢大家能来。
And I think you will find today very interesting.
今天可能会很有意思。
And even if you don't, I will.
即使你觉得没意思，我也会觉得有意思。
I'd like to start by asking some questions, if you don't mind. And the first question would be, this is the Bible, and it is, we believe it, to be the Word of God. How do you know this is the Word of God?
在开始之前，我问大家几个问题，如果你们不介意的话，这是一本圣经，我们相信它是神的话。那你怎么知道它是神的话呢？
Could you feel free to answer, give some ideas or thoughts or facts or reasons? How do you know that this Bible is from God?
所以大家可以很自由的把自己的想法、自己的一些看见哈，能够说出来，我们有个交流。我们怎么知道这本圣经是神的话呢？
Could I ask you to put your hand up if you believe it is the Word of God?
或者我换个问题，你相信这个是神的话的，你可以举手。
Okay, very good. Now,
How do you know that?
那你怎么知道呢？
There are many reasons. One of them is there are six books.
Can everyone hear this lady?
I can translate. But
okay, very good.
There are six books in this Bible and written by about 40 persons. They lived in different time. They have a different occupation, but all these six books have the same theme. Yeah. If it's not God's word, it's impossible.
就是他刚才给了一个理由呢，就这本书有66卷书啊，有超过40个作者，不同的时代啊，不同的职业啊，他们跨度很长的时间，但是呢主题是一样的啊。若没有神呢，你没有办法解释这样的一群人能够写出彼此不矛盾的内容的。
And another reason is there are many prophets in the Old Testament, and they were completely fulfilled in history. And each prophet has a very detailed. And if it's not from God, it's impossible.
就还有一个理由呢，就是旧约有很多很多的预言啊，指向未来新约以及后世代要发生的事，而且这些预言呢都非常的细节，它不是很笼统的，讲到一些很小的细节，然后这一些呢在历史的长河里已经渐渐的都被应验了，所以这样的事若不出于神呢也不可能。
And I think the last one is the most important one for me. It's if I listen and obey the word of God from this Bible, the word can change my life and myself.Can witness that, so I know it's true. It's from God.
Yeah. 那还有呢，就是我自己的见证。如果我愿意听，也跟随这个圣经的话去做呢，它就会改变我的生命。所以我自己的生命呢，也就是这本书是真的，是从神的来的见证。
Thank you very much.
感谢。
How many people have learned something that they did not know from what this lady has just said?
就是还有没有大家觉得学到了一些我们就刚刚这个姊妹讲的话里面大家觉得以前我没有想过的，今天也的确听到了。
Did anybody hear something they did not know? And
如果你听到了一些你原来不知道的，大家举手。
It's very true, and there's so much more that could have been said. And I know she's trying to be brief, but she's very organized in her mind.
所以有很多的话我们可以就这个话题讲。然后呢，她努力在这里列了几个有逻辑的点。
66 books written over the course of 1,500 years.In three languages, on three continents, by 40 authors, almost all of them did not know each other. Some did, but most did not know each other, and they have the same message.
所以呢，比方说这个第一点呢，我们再加一点细节，就是这样。66卷书，在1500年的跨度时间里，用三种的语言，三个大洲。作者呢彼此大部分是不相认识的，然后呢有40个左右的作者，在这样的一个情景下，居然彼此不矛盾，而且写出来的主题是一致的。
If you were to go to Las Vegas or Macau and speak to the gambling people who give you odds for betting, and you said, maybe you better leave that.
Okay. 就说呢，如果你现在去拉斯维加斯或者澳门，那你去一个赌场，然后呢，别人把一些筹码给你，然后让你去赌博啊。
And if you said to them, "What are the odds statistically for this to happen over 1,500 years, three writers?" Three languages, three continents. What are the statistical odds that they would all have the same message with no contradiction.
如果呢，这个时候呢，你去问那个要来让你赌的人哈，然后你问他一个问题，那他是专业赌的，你说呢，我刚才说的这样的一个情形啊，66卷书1500年全部都一致，这样的概率有多少？
Las Vegas and Macau would say, but she said not possible. No odds.
那做赌博的人就会告诉你呢，你这个不要试了，没有这个可能性，这个可能性是零。
In one of the books of the Bible, the test of a false prophet is that if a person who claims to be a prophet or a spokesman for God makes one mistake where one prophecy does not come true, they're a false prophet, they must be put to death.
圣经也讲过这样的一个事实，神说呢，如果一个先知说他是先知，然后他说的未来的话呢，只要有一件没有应验的，他就是假先知，就应该被石头打死。
And so, our sister referred to what is called the prophetic record, which is to say that there are many prophecies in the Bible, and many of the prophecies have been fulfilled literally.
所以刚才讲到第二个点，就是旧约里有很多很多的预言，而且这些预言呢都是极其准确的得应验了。
Exactly as said.
就和他当时讲的那个情形一模一样。
And once again, the odds makers at Las Vegas and Macau would say, not possible.
如果你再去问赌场的人，你说这样的情形概率有多少呢？他会告诉你这是不可能的。
We're going to look at some of those today.
那今天呢，我们会看一点点这方面的内容。
And the reason this is important, this prophetic record, is because there are still many prophecies that will be fulfilled exactly as said.
那如这个事情如此重要的原因，就是我们还有一些预言还没有得应验，我们也预期它会完全应验。
Now, there are only two ways to prove anything, the scientific way or the legal way.
所以有两个方式来证明一样东西，一个就是科学的方法，一个是法律的律这个逻辑的方法。
The scientific way, I'll give you an example, you know this, is by experimentation, observation, correlation, conclusion. I'm going to prove to you that gravity exists. If someone says, I don't see gravity, therefore it doesn't exist. I say to them, oh, it does exist, let me prove it.
所以我要用一个科学的方法来讲一个道理呢，就是这样的，就用实验的、观测的、结论的这样的方式来把这个本相展现给你。比方说呢，我们说没有重力，因为重力你看不见嘛。如果有人告诉你呢，我没有看见重力，所以不相信重力，然后呢，你用科学的方法你怎么验证给他看呢？好，你像他刚才拿了这支笔，我一松，它掉下去了，这叫科学的方法。
And you could do this 100 million times, and the same thing will happen.
然后你可以做这件事情1亿次，它不会改变。结果的，它一直是往下掉的，这支笔，它不会往其他方向走。
It is a law, a scientific law. It must and it will happen.
所以这是一个科学的律啊，你任何的实验，只要是符合这个律，结果就一定会发生。
The specifics of gravity is that at sea level,The weight of gravity is 15 pounds per square inch on our bodies.
比方说呢，在海面上啊，15 pounds per square inch.
Yeah.
那重力呢就是15磅啊，每
pressure，
就是压力了，重力就是压力了，就是平方英寸上面呢有15磅的这个。
It's the perfect weight and pressure. To enable and allow us to breathe comfortably and efficiently.
啊，这是一个能让我们活得比较舒适的这样的一个压力的状态啊，对，每15磅每平方英尺啊。
Now, an example of the other way of proving something is the legal method. I have often said to people on the street, I cannot prove to you scientifically that God exists.
那另外呢，就是一个律法或者逻辑的方式，比如说我在路上碰到一个人，我说我没有办法用一个科学的方法证明给你看神是真的。
And they're always glad to hear me say that.
他们很高兴我这么说，哎，是的啊。
And then I say to them, but you cannot prove to me scientifically that God does not exist.
对，然后呢，我也同样会说呢，你也不能用科学的方法证明神不存在。证实这个点给我看。
Therefore, the reality of God is outside the realm of scientific proof or evidence.
所以这样的一个结论很自然的就是，关于神的一切真理和事实呢，是超乎科学验证方法这种方法以外的。
This is very important because we live in a world that is very given to science proof.Evidence.
那原因呢，就是我们生活的这个世界呢，我们很熟悉的一切的事情都是基于一个科学证据看见的这么一个基础上。
I cannot prove to you scientifically that I brushed my teeth last night.
比方说呢，我不能用科学的方法证明给你啊，我昨天晚上的确刷牙了。
But if there was a witness with me, usually my wife would be able to say.I saw him brush his teeth last night.
但是呢，如果有一个证人，比方说常常应该是我太太，我太太说呢，我证明昨天晚上他真的刷牙了。
That is the legal method of proving.
这就是 legal 的方法，就是法律的方法来证明，哎，对，他是刷牙了。
Which is witness, testimony, evidence.
所以呢，这个方法的要素逻辑要素是什么呢？是见证。见证人说的话语，他的证据。
Now, I often ask our Japanese students in Toronto, where did everything come from?
那比方说呢，我在多伦多给我的日本的学生说，我说这世界这些东西哪里来的？
And there are many evidences, such as the sun comes up in the east every day and goes down in the west every day.
那有一些证据，比方说呢，太阳是从东边起，西边落，每天都是这样。
We have records around the world that will tell us what time the sun will come up tomorrow.
我们甚至能做到呢，能预测明天早晨太阳升起的准确的时间是哪一分钟。
And if I want to know when the sun will rise on September 10th, I can find out.
比方说，我要想知道九月十号这一天太阳几点升起，我也查得到。
And this information is from observation.
这样的一个信息是从观测得出来的。
It does not prove that God exists, but it proves that there is very systematic and accurate order in the solar, in the world of the solar sun.
所以这个呢，并不能说我就能证明神存在，但是至少证明一点呢，整个太阳系、整个宇宙，它是有一个极其精确的规律在主导、在运行的。
We also know that if the sun was any closer, we would burn to death. If it was any further, we would freeze to death.
因为我们很确切的知道，太阳离我们近一点点呢，我们就都热死了；远一点点，我们就都冻死了。
Even science will admit that there is very There is overwhelming evidence of order in the universe.
即使科学家也不能否认，现在的这个秩序如此的精确啊，就是让人不可理解的，就是它不能差一点的精确，这个是他承认的，非常精确的秩序。
But back to the legal method of proving things, which is
那回到这个法律的这个方法。
Testimony of witnesses and eyewitnesses, people who were there, who saw things happen.
那就是我作名，作为证人，我做见证，我看见这件事情是真的。
Our judicial system, for the most part, functions this way.
我们绝大部分的法律的体系在地上都是用这种方法来断案的。
Many years ago, when I was 13 years of age, I had a paper route which was delivering newspapers to houses.
那我十三岁的时候呢，我会做个事儿，就是帮着人把那个报纸送到一家家去。
And every Monday night, I would go out and collect money from my customers.
那每一个星期一的早晨呢，我会去各家我送报纸的每一家呢去收钱。
One Monday night, I went out. It was dark. It was raining, and I came to a crosswalk where the traffic is supposed to stop.
那有一个星期一的早晨呢，很黑，也下着雨，然后我就过一个十字路口呢，有一个这个停牌，按道理呢，车是要停下来的。
And at that time, the crosswalk required the pedestrian to put their hand out like this to cross.
然后在那里呢，这个交通灯是要求呢，行人是要摁一下那个过马路的灯的啊，让这个灯可以亮起来，行人灯。
And as I put my hand out, I was about to step out, but I saw a car coming very quickly, and I stopped.
然后呢，当我准备去摁的时候呢，我看见有辆车很快的过来，我就停了。
But there was an older man, very older man, much older.And he was on the other side. He kept walking.
这个时候呢，有一个老人哈，他从对面，他是一直走过来的。
The car did not stop.
那辆车呢，按道理是应该停下来。
It did not even put the brakes on until it hit the man.
然后呢，他甚至没有刹车，就直接撞上了这个老人。
And the man went up in the air and landed a long way down the road.
然后这个老人就飞起来了，在路的另外一头就摔在地上。
I went over to him, expecting him to be dead.
我赶紧跑过去啊，我猜他可能被撞死了已经。
But he was moaning in great pain.
但是没有，但是非常痛苦的在呻吟。
He was in hospital for 1 year.
他待在医院住了一年的院。
When the case came to court, I was the only witness.
当这个案子放到法院去的时候呢，我是唯一的证人。
Now he was a witness. He told his story. The driver told his story. But the judge needed, well, who do I believe? I was the only witness.
现在的麻烦是呢，老人讲了他对这件事情的这个故事的版本，司机讲了他对这件事情故事的版本。那法官需要做个判断，谁是唯一的证人呢？就是 Gary.
On the basis of what I told the judge.The man was convicted as guilty.
基于我告诉法官当时我看见的事实，司机被判定有罪。
It was accepted by the judge, by the courts of Canada, that my testimony was true.
那这个对于加拿大的法院来说呢，我的见证是被接纳的真实的。
Now, in the Bible, there are many authors, and they all claim to speak for God.
在圣经里有很多的作者，他们也都宣称我是为神来说话的。
They are giving us their testimony.
然后他们也把自己的见证讲出来了。
They are saying God spoke to me. Here's what God said. I'm telling you.
现在他说呢，神告诉我要说的，我现在把话给你们。
Academics would call that internal evidence. What evidence is there in the Bible that it is the word of God?
所以。学者们会管这个叫呢内部的证据哈、啊，是在圣经里，它本身就是证据。
The prophetic record is very, very, very convincing argument.
比方说，预言的记录就是一个特别有力的逻辑了。
But also the fact that the writers say, "I saw Jesus do this. I heard Jesus say this."
那同样的呢，他也会说，我看见耶稣做了这个，我听见耶稣说了那个。你也要相信。
Now, before we open the Bible together, I want to tell you a very interesting story, short story.
那我们翻开圣经之前呢，我要告诉大家一个很短的、很有意思的故事。
One day I was preaching on the street in downtown Toronto.
有一天呢，我在多伦多的市区，我在讲道。
And there was a big crowd listening.
那有很big crowd, right?
Many people.
Yeah, 有很多的人在听。Yeah.
And a man stormed up to me, very angry. He had a suit, white shirt, and a neatly cropped beard.
然后有一个人呢，他特别生气的冲着我来啊，他穿着这个外套，白衬衫。然后很精致的修饰的胡子。
He said, "You're a fool to believe the Bible."
然后他指着我说，你真是个愚蠢的傻瓜，还相信圣经。
And I said, "Why?"
我说为什么呢？
He said, "Have you ever seen Jesus?"
他说你有没有见过耶稣呢？
He said, "I've never seen Jesus."
他说我从来没见过耶稣。
I don't see God.
我也没看见神。
He said, "That book was just written by men."
他说这本书就是人写的。
And I thank God for this heckler.
我就为神啊感谢这样的一个鲁莽的闯入者。
He was very angry, so I wanted to cool him down.
所以他很生气，所以我先想让他这个情绪先平复。
I said, "Sir, what is your occupation?"
我说，先生，你做什么工作
？He said, "I am a professor of philosophy at the University of Toronto."
他说我是多伦多大学的哲学教授。
And Inside, I said, "Thank you, Lord."
然后我里面说主啊，谢谢你。
I said to him, "If I should not believe the Bible, please tell me and the crowd listening, what should I believe?"
然后我说呢，如果我不应该相信圣经，那请告诉我，也告诉这个在座的这些人，我们应该相信什么
？He said, "Well, Aristotle wrote and said this, and Plato said this." And other Greek philosophers have said this and this, and I smiled.
然后呢，这个教授就站起来，他开始讲了。他说亚里士多德说这个，柏拉图说这个，希腊那些的哲学家说这个。然后 Gary 就在边上笑。
I said, "What was his name? Aris what?"
我说他名字叫什么？亚里什么东西啊？
He said, "Have you never heard of Aristotle?"
他说你没听过亚里士多德吗？
I said, "I've heard of him, but I've never met him."
我说我听过，但我没见过他。
I said to him, "Have you met him?"
我说你见过他吗
？I said, "Is there anybody here who has met Aristotle?"
然后我就问众人哈，我说这里有谁见过亚里士多德的，举个手。
I said, "Sir, how do you know Aristotle existed?"
那我说你怎么知道亚里士多德真的存在
？He said, "Well, we have his writings."
他说哎，对，我们有他的作品呢。
And the crowd was laughing behind him.
然后。他后面的众人就开始笑了哈。
By his own argument, he defeated himself.
因着他自己的想要主张的，他击败了自己，他否定了自己。
I said, let me make sure I understand this. I'm a fool because I believe in the writings of men I've never met.
然后我说，我想要理一下你的逻辑。那你是告诉我呢？我因为相信了一个我没有见过人所写的书呢，我就变成傻瓜了。
But you are an intellectual academic because you believe in the writings of men you've never met.
然后你呢，是一个特别聪明的教授，是因为你相信了一个你没见过人写的书。
I said, "Sir, that is intellectual and philosophical suicide."
然后我说呢，这个是逻辑和智力的自杀啊！你自己把自己给否定了。
By now he realized the problem he had created, and he almost ran away.
所以他就很快意识到他在一个难以自圆其说的状态里啊，他就很快就跑。
I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, everybody believes something, and we all choose what we want to believe."
所以我说，朋友们、女士们、先生们，每一个人都相信一样事情，而且我们选择，我们相信我们的这个事情是我们选择的。
That man believes the writings of certain men. I believe the writings of certain men.
我说这个离开的人选择相信一些人写的东西，我选择相信神耶稣所写的东西。
And then I said what our sister said, which is very important.I said, "The reason I believe what these writers said is because the writings in this book
have the power to change this life inside out.
然后呢，我紧跟着说的就是刚才这个姊妹最后讲的那个逻辑，就是因为这本书，因着我顺服他的话，他有改变我生命的力量，我就能做见证他是真的。
So the internal evidence is the writer's claim to be speaking for God. The prophetic record proves this is from God. It could only be from God. But the external evidence, there's the internal evidence right there. The external evidence is we are changed inside.
所以书本本身的证明呢，就是它是先知写的，它最终呢得到应验，它本身就是可以给我们提供证据的。但还有一些外在的，我们离开这本书，外在的以来验证这本书是真的呢，就是我们一个一个被这本书的话所改变的人，就能够做见证人，告诉大家这本书是真的。
There is no religion, no education, no amount of money, there is nothing but this book that can do that.
没有任何的宗教，没有金钱，也没有什么教育能够达得到，但这本书可以做得到。
Okay, let's turn to the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1.
然后我们来看创世纪的一章。
Just a few examples of the internal evidence. You'll notice we read in verse 1, In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
有一些内在的证据哈，那比方说呢，创世纪一章一节，起初神创造天地。
Verse 3, Then God said.
第三节，神说。
This is the first of 11 times where we read that God spoke.
这是第一次，也是十一次之后的十一次里面的第一次神说。
Well, what did he say in verse 3? He said, let there be light, and there was light.
神说要有光，就有了光。
We are familiar with people who create things or make things when they have resources to work with.
所以我们很熟悉一种的创造的做东西的方法，就是人先要有素材，有原料，他才能做出一样东西。
Somebody made this cup from raw materials. I presume it's
clay,
and there's maybe enamel or paint or something, and they shaped it. They had tools, and they had raw materials to make this.
比方说我们桌上这个杯子哈，我们都知道呢，做这个杯子的人应该会有些什么材料呢，陶土啊，漆啊，还有工具啊，那他把材料和工具都拿到一起呢，他最终才能把这个杯子做出来。
But only God can create something out of nothing.
只有神能从无到有的创造。
All the scientists in the world could never create that there without the resources.
所有地上的科学家做不到造这个杯子，从无，从什么都没有，给你变出个杯子来。
And so God not only creates everything out of nothing, but He does it by the power of His Word.
神不但可以从无到有的创造，而且这样的创造，它是借着他话语的力造出来的。
It's called, I call it, the creative power of the Word of God.
这是神话语里面创造的能力。
And as you know, Genesis is the account of God speaking creation into existence.
所以创世纪里面神的话呢，显明都是在万有以先，神借着话语把宇宙造出来。
By nothing more than His word.
只是借着话语啊，他没再有其他的方式。
Let there be light, and there was light.
神说要有光，就有了光。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
我们再往后翻，哥林多后书四章。317页，蓝本的圣经，新约的317。 灵后，哥林多后书。
The context is of chapter 4 is light and darkness.
那四章是在讲光和暗，光和暗。
So I will read from verse 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我要读四章的三节零后。
But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
三节，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不幸之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
Now let's pay very close attention to verse 6.
然后我们仔细地看我们要读的第六节了。
For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So this is a reference to Genesis chapter 1, verse 3.
所以这就是引用到了创世纪一章三节了。
Where God simply spoke light into existence.
这就是神把话语，借着话语说要有光。
And by the same creative power of his word, he has spoken the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ into our hearts.
他借着这样的能力啊，就把这个光吩咐照进我们的心里。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
五章十七节，同样的一卷书。
Remember, all creation was spoken into existence by the creative power of God's word.
记住啊，神是借着话语来造一切的啊。他说有光就有了光啊。
Verse 17 of chapter 5.
那我们来看零后五章十七节。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The first creation came into being through the word of God.
最初的创造是借着神的话就有了。
If you're a Christian here today, you are a new creation. Your new life in Jesus came into existence by the word of God.
如果你是一个基督徒，你里面有基督新的生命啊，这生命也是借着神的话而得着的。
And that is why the external evidence of a changed life is evidence of the power and authority of the word of God.
这就是为什么我们外在的一个人被改变的生命，一个新造的生命，也是神的话特别有力的见证。这个话就是真的，因为这个话让你里面有一个新造的你。
Back to Genesis chapter 2, please.
我们回到创世纪的二章。
Part of my purpose today is to, you probably already know this, but I'm approaching this in a way that will help you explain these things to other people.
所以你已经感觉到我们今天的一个目的是帮助大家能把我们所信的解释给别人听，我们到底信的是什么。
Because remember, Satan blinds the minds of people so they won't believe.
因为记得撒旦做的工呢，他就是要弄瞎人的眼啊，让人不能信。
And God can speak His word through us to shatter the darkness and bring light.
所以神借着他的话呢，就能够击碎这黑暗啊，把光照进人里面。
That is why our confidence must always and only be in the Word of God and the God of the Word.
所以，为什么我们的信心啊，只能基于神的话啊，从神来的那个话。
Genesis 2 verse 7.
二章七节。
By now the animals have all been created, animals, birds, and insects.
创世纪二章七节呢，所有的到这个时候，所有的动物和其他的生物都已经造好了。
Verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人。
So we have the first man, Adam, who has been formed from the dust of the ground. You see this? This is made from clay.
所以呢，你会看见有第一个人，他是亚当，他是用尘土造的。比方说呢，我们这个杯子就是用陶土造的。
Well, even the raw materials of the dust of the ground, God created.
所以就算这个地上的尘土这些原材料啊，也是神话语造的。
The animals, the birds, and the insects were created, and they had life.
那动物、植物、昆虫，那他们也都是神造的，他们有生命。
They had life because God gave them life.
他们有生命是因为神给了他生命。
But this clump of dust had no life yet.
那这样的一个陶土造、尘土造的人呢，现在还没有生命。
Notice what we read.And God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
耶和华神用尘土在地上造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
So here is a lifeless clump of dust and clay.
所以现在有一团的没有生命的用陶土造出来的。一团人在这儿。
And God breathes, this is very important, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Whose life did he breathe into Adam? He breathed his own life into him. God transferred his own eternal life into this lifeless form.
现在注意，重要的事情来了。神自己吹了一口气在没有生命的亚当的鼻孔里，这样的话亚当成了有灵的活人。我们要知道最初的这个人他的生命从哪里来的，是神将自己永恒的不灭的生命放到了这个没有生命的亚当里面。
And the result is that man became a living being.
这个的结果就是人成了有灵的活人。
But the animals were living beings.
但动物也是有生命啊。
So how is it that people are different from animals?
那人和动物有什么区别呢？
God did not breathe his life into the animals.
区别就是这一节经文了。你没有看见神在任何地方说他吹了一口气在动物里面。
That's why when people say,I believe when I die, I just die like a dog.
所以当你听见有人说，哎呀，我相信我死的时候就跟一只狗死了是一样的。
You can show them from this verse and others, no, you don't. That's not true.
你要告诉他，借着这些经文和其他经文要告诉他，不，这不是事实。
Because humans are completely different from the animals.
因为人和动物是根本的区别。
The life that God transferred to Adam is a life that has no beginning and no end.
所以，上帝给亚当的这样的一个生命，就是神的永恒的生命，无始无终的。
That is why the rest of the Bible clearly teaches the immortality of the soul.
所以，这就是为什么圣经总是要教导我们灵魂的不灭。
Most people in the world today do not believe. Well, let's say this. People who are not Christians, many do not believe that there is life after death.
所以这么来表达这个哈，就是不是基督徒就不相信神的人呢，绝大部分人都不相信永恒，也或者说呢死后的审判。
And there is tremendous confusion and chaos among millions of others who believe in life after death, but in various forms, even coming back to life as an insect.
然后在这个领域呢，就开始产生了巨大巨大的混乱啊，就大家对死后的这个认知呢，很混乱到一个程度，有的人甚至相信，死了以后可能会变成一只昆虫啊。
But you see, an insect does not have an immortal soul. When an insect dies, it dies.
但是我们要知道呢，借着这些经文，我们就知道，昆虫死了就死了，它是没有永恒生命的。
When humans die, their spirits continue to live.
当人死了，肉体没了，他的灵会持续存在。
Let's go to Second Timothy chapter 3.
我们来看提摩太后书的三章。提后啊，三章375页应该说。新约的376。
These are the words of the Apostle Paul writing. By the way, let me just say, sometimes people will say to me, well, this was written by men. Paul wrote this.
那有的时候人会说呢，哎，这个是人写的，就是保罗写的书。
I say, yes, Paul was the secretary.
我说是的，但是保罗就是那秘书而已。
I say, when you get a letter from the tax department,or the bank manager, and the initials of the secretary are there, do you throw it in the garbage because it was just written by the secretary?
比方说你从税局收到一封信，底下会有一个秘书签的字，你说这什么人啊，就是个秘书，你把这封信丢到垃圾桶里，你会吗？
The secretary may have typed the words, but she typed the words of the person who signed the letter.
然后也许是这个秘书打的，但是呢真正的权柄是这封信背后的那个有权柄签字的人。
The secretary wrote it, but she did not write his or her words. She wrote the words of the author.
所以秘书只是秉着权柄的话把这个话给出来的。
Okay. Chapter 3 verse 15.
三章十五节。
Paul is speaking to his young friend Timothy.
保罗给他的年轻的朋友提摩太写了这封信。
He says, "From childhood, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ."
并且知道你从小明白圣经，这圣经是使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
He says the Holy Scriptures are able to save you.
他说圣经啊能救你得救啊。
How and why are the Scriptures, the Bible, able to save you?
为什么也怎么样圣经能够救你呢？
The next verse tells us.
下一节就告诉我们。
All Scripture is God-breathed.
圣经都是神所默示的。
Is that the Chinese translation?
Yes. Breathe.
Breathe. God breathed. They're taking notes, which is good. But I want to make.
就是是神呼出来的哈，呼出来。他用的词是呼吸那个词。
Do we see the connection and the importance?
你会看见这里面的连接了吗？就是原文那个词，它是呼吸啊。
God created light out of nothing. Where there was no light, He created light.
当没有光的时候，神创造了光。
And He created life in Adam by transferring His life to Adam.
他把亚当里面的生命造是怎么造的呢？他是把他的生命给出去的，呼出去。
And here in verse 16, He transfers His eternal life.To us, the perfect life by breathing His word into our hearts.
所以他把他永恒的生命呢，在圣经里他是怎么给出来的？也是呼出来的。
And we say, well, didn't he do that in Genesis 2, verse 7?
那他是不是二章七节也是这么做的呢？创世纪给亚当生命的时候。
Yes, but in chapter 3, we lost that.
是的，但是在三章因着罪我们丢了。
We still have an immortal soul, but we do not have the divine life of God.
我们虽然还是一个有一个不灭的灵，但是呢，我们却没有这个永恒的神性在我们里面。
And so God has provided a way of bringing us back to the condition Adam and Eve were in before they sinned.
所以神现在的做法是要给我们一个通道，给我们一个方式，让我们能够回到亚当夏娃最初受造的时候，神给他那完美的生命。
Do we understand this?
我们现在明白吗？
What do you think of that?
你觉得这个怎么样？
If you're a Christian here today, God breathed life into you, His perfect, righteous, holy, sinless life. He breathed it into you by His word when you got saved.
所以当你得救的时候，神做了什么呢？神把他完美的、没有罪的、特别好的生命借着这个话语啊，他呼到了你里面啊，就让你里面有一个新的生命。
And when physical death comes, the spiritual life in us continues untouched.
当地上的死来临的时候，我们的肉体虽然没了，我们灵的生命却会持续到永远。
Let's leave it at that for now.
我们先暂时停在这儿。
And if you have any questions or comments,maybe at the beginning of the next session, we can see if you have questions or comments.
啊，也许我们下一段开始的时候，我们可以接受一些问题，如果大家有的话。
After that, we will look at some very interesting prophecies.
那之后呢，我们就可以看一些非常有意思神的预言了。Okay. Maybe I pray. Okay. 来，我们一起做一个结束的祷告。在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的时间，和您。呼出的真理，父啊，这样的生命借着基督赐给我们，我们是何等的蒙福！我们在亚当里堕落了，我们却在基督里又重新得着这永恒的生命，父啊，求您让我们真的有信心接受这生命，说主啊，我愿意要这生命，求你赐给我。这样的祷告和感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。好，大家。
I've been doing so much talking, I'm going to eat while Gary speaks.
Gary 说的时候我就吃了。
So, let's just, let's ask the Lord's help again.
你再做一次祷告。
Lord, only you. From your lips, Lord, we have life, the word of power. And Lord, we would pray that you would again speak to us in this hour that we have before us.
父啊，我们要如此感恩，因为只有在您的出来的话语才有力量。我们再一次来到您面前，求您给我们这力量。
So open our understanding.
让我们开我们的理解。
And by your Spirit, Father, lead us and guide us through your Word. We pray.
借着您的圣灵带领我们，帮助我们，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Now, just to make sure that we do understand.Do we have any questions or comments from the first session?
也确保我们真的明白了，我们在第一段的时间里面，我们有没有什么问题吗？留下来。
Okay, I assume if you have no questions or comments, that you all fully understand what we covered in the first session.
所以我假设呢，如果没有问题呢，你理解我们一开始想要传递的这个逻辑和信息。
Okay. If you knew it already, we reviewed it in a specific way.
如果你已经知道了呢，我们就用一个特别的方式回顾一下。
Because my second purpose is to teach you so that you can teach others also.
所以我第二个目的呢，也是。我不但教导你们，也让你们有可以和人交流的方式和。
Do you think you could explain these things to other people?
你觉得能不能把这些事情能解释给人听？
Not quite so responsive on that. Was the first session helpful to you in explaining how to explain it to other people?
如果第一段听完以后，你觉得对你有没有帮助？在哪个方面帮助？不仅仅是我自己得着，而是我还能讲给别人听。
Because I can be in only one place at a time, Roy can be in one place at a time, but if we teach you, you will go many places with many people.
就是说呢，我们只能在一个地方，一个时间，但是呢，如果大家都得着，每一次你们都能够给到你们身边更多数的人。
That's why Paul said to Timothy, the things you have heard from me, teach faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
对，所以你从我这所得的，保罗告诉提摩太，你也可以去给出去，给到其他一切你有负担的。
Okay. Now,Do you believe that creation happened in six literal days?
第一呢，大家相不相信创造是六个，就是六天哈，不是其他意义的，就是六天里。
Yes.
How many believe that the Bible means what it says when God said that?Let's turn to chapter 1 again. Genesis 1. Genesis 1 verse 5.
一章的五节。
We have addressed the issue that God created all things by the power of His word.
我们很高兴啊，神是借着他的话语的力量来创造一切的。
Because that's what it says. That's what the Bible said.
圣经就是这么讲的。
Which means we are taking the Bible literally. That's what it says. That's what it means.
所以我们是按照圣经的字面意思去理解，他这么说的，他就这么做的。
Well, now we come to another issue which is often debated.
我们来到另外一个话题，也是经常有争论的。
And that is, how long did it take for him to create all things?
那就是他创造天地大概究竟花了多少时间。
And this is where the scientists come out, and they say, well, science this and science that, and science and science and science and science. But remember, science is over here. Science is not valid.
Yeah, 所以这就是科学的问题了。科学总是想用科学来解决一切。你要记得，科学并不是在什么时候都是有效的。所以我们刚才讲的第一个方法论里面，它才是有效的。
The Bible says in verse 5,
所以圣经在第五节说呢，
The evening and the morning were the first day.
所以有晚上有早晨，这是头一日。
And verse 8 says the evening and the morning were the second day.
第八节，有晚上有早晨是第二日。
Verse 13, the evening and the morning were the third day.
13节，有晚上有早晨是第三日。
Verse 19, the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
19节，有晚上有早晨是第四日。
The evening and the morning were the fifth day.
同样，晚上早晨第五日。
Verse 31
节。
So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
有晚上有早晨是第六日。
Chapter 2, verse 1, Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished.
二章一节，天地万物都造齐了。
Finished in 6 days.
在六天里造齐了。
Chapter 2, verse 2, And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.
到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
Are you reading the verse?
Yeah.
Did God rest because he was tired?
神休息是因为他累了吗？
No.
He rested because he had finished He had ended his work. The work was finished. The work of creation was finished, and it was complete. It was perfect.
所以神创造的工完成了，是完美的，所以他就休安息了。
And in recognition and remembrance of the perfect, finished work of God, verse 3 tells us, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
因为神赐福给第七日啊，是因为前面的工都做完了，为了纪念这一日呢，纪念神创造的工是完美的，是完全，是所以神在这一日呢歇了他一切的工就安息了。
Okay, now maybe you believe what the Bible says, but many people don't.
你也许相信圣经所说的，但很多人不相信。
And one of the reasons they don't, one of the reasons, the main reason is Satan has blinded their minds. But one of the reasons they don't is because science tries to be smarter than the Bible.
诸多原因之一啊，也是撒旦弄瞎了世人心眼的原因之一啊，就是科学总是想要显得比圣经更聪明。
We will notice that science cannot create anything, it only discovers things.
我们要注意到一个事实，就是科学不能创造事物，它只能讨论发现规律。
Whatever science discovers was there already.
它所讨论，它所发现的是一个已经存在的事实。
Now, our sister gave us a very good answer as to how she knows the Bible is true.
我们刚才这个姊妹讲到了她的逻辑，她怎么知道圣经是真的。
And when I refer to the issue of internal evidence, what the Bible says about itself, there is another very important point to make.
所以我们刚才讲到了，我们来知道圣经是真的，有一个内部的证据，当中的有一个很重要的点。
And that is comparing scripture with scripture.
那就是比较圣经和圣经之间的吻合。
So the first passage we looked at was let there be light and there was light. And then we went to 2 Corinthians where Paul said the God who commanded the light to shine out of the... What's happening? Paul in Corinthians in the New Testament is confirming that he believes that what God's word says in Genesis is true.
比方说创世纪的一章讲到神说要有光就有了光，然后我们就跳到了哥林多后书，保罗讲那吩咐光照进暗的神，这说明什么？写哥林多后书的保罗他是完全相信他和创世纪的这个写创世纪的摩西他是完全一致的。
And when God breathed his life, transferred his life into a lifeless form, Paul confirms that process is true and happens at salvation through the Bible.
然后同样的，保罗也借着提摩太书也告诉我们，把这个话呼出来的，给我们得救的这个过程也是出于神的。所以保罗在创造借着神的灵的创造的话语创造的这个过程上，他也是一致的。
And many times Jesus quotes the Old Testament. For example, he says, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning, male and female?"
所以很多次呢，耶稣也引用旧约的经文哈，他说那创造先造男造女的，所以他是引用这个旧约的经文。
So Jesus is confirming and reinforcing the truth of Genesis.
等于耶稣也在强调或者验证旧约创世纪的真理，他是认可的。
Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah.
比方说耶稣说挪亚的时代。
He refers to Noah as a real person and the flood as a real event.
他等于是在告诉你的，挪亚是个真人，洪水也是个真事。
He refers to Abraham as a real person.
他也一直引用亚伯拉罕，那就说明亚伯拉罕也是个真人。
He refers to Daniel, the prophet Daniel, as a real person.
然后耶稣也引用了但以理，那等于先知但以理也是个真人。
The Apostle Paul refers to Adam and Eve as real people.
那使徒保罗也回到了创世纪亚当夏娃，那也是个真人。
He says Eve was deceived, but Adam
disobeyed.
他说，那夏娃先是被引诱，然后亚当也被逆了。
So to a large degree, all you need to do is prove the New Testament, and it verifies and validates the Old Testament.
那很大的程度，当你来证明新约是真的时候呢，那你必然就会导致新约引用的旧约它也是真的。
In the scholarly world, and I'm not a scholar, I don't want to be a scholar, because intelligence is a hindrance to faith.
所以某种程度你会发现，他说呢，我不想成为一个学者，因为某种程度呢，你所谓的智力呢，会成为你信心的一个拦阻。
There is the issue of manuscript evidence.
这种manuscript 就是抄本的证明证据。
For most ancient writings, all ancient writings, we do not have the original.
因为在很多的古书啊，都有这个问题，就是我们没有最初的那一本。
But we do have copies. Today we would say photocopies, but we have manuscripts that were handwritten copies of the original.Or copies of the original.
那今天我们都是有复印件啊，有印刷的，但这个技术呢是很近才有的。在古时候呢，所有的典籍是怎么存留下来呢？全是抄本，或者对于抄本的抄本。
Two of the very important factors in the academic world are how many manuscript copies do you have of the original?And how close to the original is the earliest manuscript?
所以今天的学者呢有两个的方法来证明这样东西的真实性啊。第一个呢就是你留存到今天的古抄本的数量。第二呢就是这些抄本和最初最老的那个抄本之间的差异度。
There are 14,000 copies of manuscripts of all or parts of the New Testament.
新约呢有多少的这样的抄本呢？有1400个。14,000个。
The next closest ancient manuscript number of manuscript copies is less than 100。
就是这个是第一名的哈，第二名的文献呢，这样的数字是多少呢？只有不到100个。
The closest.Manuscript copy to the original is about 100 years. It's much closer than any other academic ancient literature.
I didn't get this point.
The earliest manuscript, the earliest copy.
Scripture. Less than 100 years.
Yeah. Well, it's about 100 years.
就是呢，最早的抄本哈，就我们这讲的第二个点哈，最早的抄本它的这个差异呢，都不到100年的之间的这个差，就是它的抄本距离原本的时间都很短。
Now we don't need that information, but the unbelieving world, by their own criteria, fails to come anywhere close to the external evidence of the Bible.
对于我们来说，我们有外在的证据，就我们自己的改变哈。但是对于世界来说呢，当他不信的时候，他没有这个证据，那他就需要内在的证据。所以呢，我们讲这个是给出一个内在的证据，告诉世界不信的人呢，即便出于内在的证据，从抄本的角度，圣经也是最权威的。
Now, if someone said to you, "Prove to me without using Genesis."Prove to me that God created the world in six days.
有人曾经这么挑战我，他说：“你不要讲创世纪的内容，你来证明给我看，神七天造了全地。”
Prove to me that it's a literal 6 days. The evening and the morning were the first day. Prove that to me outside of Genesis.
他说：“把创世纪的内容先撇开，你用其他的证据来证明给我看，六天。”晚上早晨就是实实在在字面意义上的六天，神创造了一切。
Because remember, we're comparing scripture with scripture.
那要记得，我们现在是在用经文来比经文，以经解经啊。
So how would you demonstrate from other scriptures that Genesis chapter 1 is a literal solar day?
所以我们怎么从其他地方来证明创世纪一章这 七天六天就是实实在在六个太阳日。
Any answers? How would you do that?
有没有什么答案？我们怎么做呢？
You have a friend that says science says this.
你有个朋友说科学是这么讲的。
And they say prove to me outside of Genesis.
然后他说，哎，那你证明给我看，不要再跟我讲创世纪。
What would you do?
你怎么办呢？
But God is, 就人是有限的，神是无限的，所以在神，一切都能。
Because man's power is limited, but God is omnipotent.
Well, I agree, and as Christians, we know that. But the unbelievers don't know that; they don't believe that.
对，我当然同意。作为基督徒，我们也都相信。但是作为不信的人呢，他连这点他也是不信的。
So how do we prove to them from the scriptures? Only from the scriptures that Genesis chapter 1 is literal evening and the morning is a day.
你总得要拿出证明，就不去看创世纪，看圣经的其他部分也能支持，就是六天。
我想说的是，比方说像新约里头耶稣把水变酒，就是一瞬间的事情，他就是命令他们把水倒进去，拿出来就是酒，就是他这个速度不是我们根本不能想象的。包括其他的神迹、医治啊，什么各种各样的事情，都是说马上就有了。
She said in the New Testament, the when God did some miracles, they did that instinctively, very quickly, like from water instantaneously, yeah, from water to wine, yeah, it's not lasted for several hours, but very quickly from water to wine. All the other healing are also quickly. So that's what she wants to use as evidence.
Yes, but how does that...
Also, I think over there is... there was morning, was just for single, for one.
Mentions morning and... You mean the morning and night?
Yeah, just once.
Yeah.
Was.
First one.
Yeah. We know that, we believe that, but how can we show others from other scriptures that that is exactly what it means? Because science says, well, you've got the dinosaurs and you've got this paleanthropic period, and you can see all of these other arguments come in. They're all designed to try and say what God says is not true. We need to be able to show people.Well, yes, it is. Okay, let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
我们来看出埃及记的二十章啊。
As we turn to Exodus chapter 20, I will just, we will just read that God and that in Genesis God said he blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because he rested from all his work. And he rested not because he was tired, but because his work was perfect and complete and finished.
Yeah, 所以他纪念第七日为圣日哈，是不是因为他累了，是因为他要把这一天安分别出来，来纪念前面的工是完美的。
So now we're in the book of Exodus chapter 20. This is the giving of the Ten Commandments.
所以二十章呢就在讲十诫了。
Verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
二十章的八节，当纪念圣安息日，守为圣日。
Six days you shall labor and do all your work.
六日要劳碌做你一切的工。
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God.
但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。
Verse 11.
第十一节看。
For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
Now,
This is a very large subject, so we're just going to be very brief. But many people will say, I don't believe in a literal six-day creation. I'll say to them, do you believe in the Ten Commandments? Oh, yes.
那很多人呢，这是个很大的话题，我们尽量简短的来讲。比方说呢，会有人上来挑战我们说，我不相信六日造天地就是字面的六天。那我说好，那你不相信这么说呢？你相不相信出埃及记的十诫呢？他说、啊、那我相信呢。
Okay, so you don't believe the six days are literal days, but you do believe the ten commandments are literal ten commandments.
所以你不相信六天是实际字面的六天，但你相信这十诫就是讲的十诫。
And they begin to realize, oh, okay, yeah. And I say, let's read the Ten Commandments.
然后我就会带着他来读，我说我们来读这十诫。
And as they read verses 8, 9, and 11, they run into the problem that Moses says that God created the world in six days, and the seventh day is the Sabbath.
所以当他读二十章，读这十诫的时候，他就会意识到，摩西讲的十诫当中的一诫呢，就会让我们意识到，他就是六天，实实在在工作这个太阳日的六天。
Well, what confidence can we have that this was written by Moses and that Moses was writing for God?
那我们知道呢，这是摩西写的，摩西也是替神在写这事。
Because many times Jesus quotes Moses from most of the first five books.
耶稣也很多次引用摩西啊，在前面的摩西五经里。
He quotes him literally and speaks of him and his words literally.
摩西是用耶稣是字面的引用摩西，也是字面的来告诉大家意思就是个意思。
Without turning to it for the sake of time, there is a prophecy in Genesis 15 that Israel would go into captivity for 400 years.
那我们不去查，省一下时间，在创世纪的十五章有一个预言，讲到呢，犹太人是要被被一个地方做奴隶要四百年。
Do you know where that prophecy is?
你知道这是什么预言吗？ Egypt.
It's Egypt. It's in Genesis 15. That's where God says that his people will go into captivity for 400 years. Well, now let's go to Acts chapter 6.
那创世纪十五章是有这个预言啊，他的民要被掳，要成为奴隶四百年。我们现在看使徒行传六章是吧？十六章。六章吗？
Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传六章。
I'm sorry, Acts chapter 7, rather.
七章。使徒行传的七章。
And verse 6.
六节，七章六节。
This is Stephen quoting the word of God.
这是斯提凡来引用神的话。
But God spoke in this way that his descendants would sojourn in a foreign land and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years.
神说他的后裔必寄居外邦，那里的人要叫他们做奴仆，苦待他们四百年。
Now this is just a very brief, short example of comparing scripture with scripture, scripture confirming scripture.
所以这就是一个很简短的例子来告诉我们，以经解经，比较经文，用经来证明经。
And there are other examples. For example, when the 12 spies went into the land.
那还有其他的例子啊，比方说，当十二个探子出去。
Does anybody remember how many days the 12 spies were in the land spying out whether it was safe?
你们记得那十二个探子去探迦南地探了多少天吗？
40 days.
40 天.
When God pronounced judgment on His people because they spent 10 of the 12 spies were in the land spying in unbelief and fear, not believing God, not trusting God. He pronounced a judgment on the children of Israel. Do you remember what that was?
给到这个犹太人, 因为他们的不信, 哈, 要审判他们, 你知道这审判是什么吗?
What was the judgment?
审判是什么? 就因为以色列人不信啊, 探子回来报凶信, 以色列人就不信了。
40 years in the wilderness.
就是40年旷野, 这就是神的审判。
1 year for every day they wandered in unbelief.
所以一天对一年呢, 他们不信了40天呢, 他就旷野待了40年了。
Numbers are very important to God.
所以数字对神是非常重要的。
6 days confirmed in Exodus and elsewhere as 6 days.
那, 6天呢, 我们在创世纪证明呢, 这就是6天。
400 years confirmed elsewhere as 400 years.
那400年呢, 在, 使徒行传里被证明的, 就是400年。
40 days in the wilderness, in the spying in unbelief, the judgment, 40 years in the wilderness, it was 40 years in the wilderness.
所以40天探子, 在不信的状态下, 然后神给了40年, 那就是40年了。
Now we turn to Jeremiah chapter 25, please.
我们来看耶利米书25章。
Now, before we read Jeremiah 25, I'm going to say something that we don't have time to actually study, but you can check it out later.
那我可能没有时间详细学的内容，我先跟大家讲一下，大家可以回去自己查。
This teaching of the Sabbath is very important to God.
这个安息日的教导对神是非常重要的,
for his people Israel,
尤其是对他的子民以色列人,
the reference to the Sabbath was always in relation to the nation of Israel.
因为提供安息日的这个诫命总是对犹太人特别重要,
and even in the Ten Commandments, the issue of the Sabbath, which is related to God's resting because his work was perfect, that is restated in Exodus 20.
在创世纪二章十诫的时候呢, 神再一次重复, 也是要证明安息日这个设的这个诫命, 就是要证明前面六天是完美的, 没有再添的可能了。
In other passages in the Old Testament, God told his people to leave the land uncultivated every 7 years.
那同样的呢, 在另外的经文呢, 神命令以色列人, 你们要这个地啊, 每7年要安息一年。
So you work the land for 6 years, and on the 7th year, leave it alone.
6年你耕种, 第7年呢, 你不能让这个地再耕种了, 你要让它休息一年。
For 2 reasons, it's good for the soil.
两个原因, 第一呢, 对于土壤是有好处的。
But it is another reminder that God rested, meaning he stopped working because his work was complete and perfect.
这又是一次提醒, 神6天做完以后, 他的工就完成了, 是完美的, 他要你休息, 要你安息, 纪念他6天的工作。
And for 500 years, Israel obeyed that.
那500年之久呢, 以色列人是遵守了这个规定。
But eventually, when the kings came along after the judges, they stopped doing that.
所以在士师时代之后啊，列王时代来的时候，他们就开始不做了。
And for 490 years, they did not obey that command.
注意哈，490年，这之后的490年之久哈，他们就再没有遵行这个规定了。
Therefore, the land which should have been resting every seventh year was overdue for rest.
所以你看呢，每七年的那个安息年，他们都不遵守啊，就开始累积了，就超期了，他就没有把这个安息年献给神了。
So one year every seven, how many times does seven go into 490?
那好，我们来算哈，七年。每七年一次，每七年一次，四百九十年里面有多少个七年
？Seventy。
所以他们就欠了神七十年。
Jeremiah 25。
好，来看二十五章，耶利米书二十五章。
Verse 11。
十一节。
And this whole land shall be desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years.Then it will come to pass when 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon.
十一节二十五章，这全地必然荒凉，令人惊骇。这些国民要服侍巴比伦王七十年，七十年满了之后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地。
Now Jeremiah was only about 20 years old when God called him to be a prophet.
耶利米出来服侍的时候，大概也只有二十岁。
God's message for his own people, Jeremiah was told, they will not believe you, they will not obey my word.
所以耶利米在讲的时候呢，神就告诉他呢，这些民不会听你的，也不会顺服你。
But for 40 years or more, Jeremiah stayed faithful and continued to preach the word of God.
但是差不多有四十年之久，耶利米就是诚实忠诚的把神的话不停地讲给犹太人听。
And it included warning God's people, your disobedience will result in being taken away and captive for 70 years.
然后呢，他不停地提醒，神的子民啊，在那个犹太人里面说，你们的悖逆会导致你们被掳七十年。
And the 70 years captivity is the result of an accumulation of overdue rest for the land.
所以这七十年怎么算出来的呢？就是四百九十年里，他们没有守那安息日，
Daniel,
累积起来的刚好七十年。
Daniel chapter 9, please.
那但以理书的九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书九章。
Now Daniel and Jeremiah knew each other. They were contemporaries, which means they lived and prophesied at their lives and ministries overlapped.
但以理会认识耶利米啊，他们是同时代的先知，他们的服事呢，在时间上也是有重合的。
Some of the most significant prophecies about the future.We find in the book of Daniel.
但以理书是旧约里特别重要的一卷关于预言未来的书。
Notice what Daniel says in chapter 9, verse 2.
九章的二节，但以理怎么说呢？
Daniel says, in the first year of his reign, which is the king, he says, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord given through Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
九章二节但以理书，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上，也就是圣经上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米论到耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年为满。
So Jeremiah said 70 years. Was that literal or not?
那耶利米说七十年是字面意义上的七十年吗？
We are seeing that when God gives numbers, they are literal unless there is compelling evidence to indicate that they are not literal but figurative.
所以神呢讲到数字呢，它总是一开始是字面的，除非你有很强的证明，哦，它不是字面的，它是比喻的。
Six days, 400 years, 400 years.
六天, 400年, 400年.
40 years in the wilderness, 40 years it was. 70 years captivity, 70 it was.
那40年, 40年，然后这个被掳70年，也就被掳70年。
Now, this is very important. It was the Babylonians, King Nebuchadnezzar, that took Israel into captivity.
是很有意思，是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒把以色列人掳走的。
The Babylonians were the most powerful nation on the planet at the time.
在那个时代，巴比伦人、加勒底人是全地最强大的民族。
And in Daniel's prophecy, there are four great world Gentile empires. The Babylonian Empire is the first one mentioned.
所以在但以理的预言里呢，在地上会有四个强大的王国，巴比伦是第一个。
If you had walked up to King Nebuchadnezzar when the children of Israel, the Hebrews, were in Babylon for after 50 years and said, in 20 years, they will be going back to Jerusalem.
如果假设你是犹太人，你在被掳的第五十年做预言说，20年后我们会回归。
He would have laughed and said, really? Don't you realize who I am?
那尼布甲尼撒听到这个话肯定会笑。你可能吗？你知道我是谁吗？
You see, with God, all things are possible.
那你要知道，在神那凡事都能。
And when God makes a statement and a promise, it will and must be true because God cannot lie.
所以当神说一句话的时候，这就肯定是真的，因为他从不撒谎。
Remember, the test of a false prophet is everything they say must come true.
记得哈。验证假先知就是他说的每一样都要是能应验才是真的。
And of course, everything God says must come true. If not, then how can we believe anything?
所以神说的也的确都是真的。那否则的话，我们怎么相信他呢？
So how did God keep His promise and have His people come back to Jerusalem after 70 years?
所以神如何的应？持守他的应许啊，就真的在第七十年把他的民带回耶路撒冷。
He brought about a regime change.
他怎么做到的呢？他把国度给变了。
You understand regime change?
你能理解这个体制的变化吗
？He's been doing that for many years.
他很多年他都可以这么做。
The Babylonians were defeated by the Persian Medo-Persian Empire.
就他兴起了波斯，把巴比伦给灭掉了。
And in Nehemiah and Ezra, we read that the Persian kings not only allowed the Hebrew slaves to go back to Jerusalem.
所以你会通过耶利米通过那个尼希米记啊以斯拉记，你知道波斯王不但让他们以色列人回到耶路撒冷去。
They provided them with materials and escorts and every assistance to go back and rebuild Jerusalem.
他还给了他们一切的东西啊，和帮助护送，把这些人送回耶路撒冷。
And the Persian kings even declared that the God of the Hebrews was the true God.
甚至波斯王当时的波斯王还宣称以色列的神是真神。
How did that happen? God did it.
神怎么做到的呢？这是神做的。
Now, back to Daniel chapter 9, please.
我们回到但以理书的九章。
Now, I don't think we will take the time. This is a very large subject.
我们可能没有那么多时间，因为这个话题非常的大。
But let's take one aspect of this prophecy, which is in keeping with our study today.
那我们只看这个事情的一面哈，来保证我们今天的话题是集中的。
Chapter 9, verse 24.
九章的二十四节。
70 weeks are determined.
为你本国之民和你圣城定了七十个期。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
Notice the reference to 7 weeks and 62 weeks.
注意这里讲了有七个期和六十二个期。
Verse 26, 62 weeks.
二十六节讲到了六十二个期。
Verse 27, 1 week.
二十七节又讲了一个期。
Verse 27, in the middle of the week.
二十七节呢又讲了一期之半哈。
Okay, chapter 12, verse 11.
十二章的十一节，同样但以理书啊，十二章十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation, remember that phrase, abomination of desolation.Is set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1335 days.
十一，从除掉长线的燔祭，并设立那毁坏可憎之物的时候，必有1290日，直到1335日的那人便为有福。
So now we have some numbers stated.
好，现在有些数字出来了。
Literal or figurative?
是字面的呢，还是比喻的？
We've already established that the scriptures declare that the word of God is to be understood literally unless clearly supported that it's figurative.
我们已经得出了这样的一个结论，在今天的学习里，圣经讲到数字就是字面的意思，除非你有很强的其他的经文来证明它是在做比喻。
What do we mean by literal and figurative? Jesus said, I am the door.
那字面的意思或者比喻怎么理解呢？比方说耶稣说我是门。
Literal or figurative?
这是字面还是比喻的？这是比喻的。
Which one?
Figurative.
Figurative. Meaning, what is a door? A door is the way from one room to the next room, one place to the next.
门是什么呢？从一个地方去另一个地方，一个房间去另一个房间必经的。
It's the means by which you pass from one place to another.
这就意味着呢，你从一个地方呢，借着耶稣进到另一个地方去，这叫他是门。
So it's clear that in the context that Jesus is not a door with hinges and a handle swinging like this. It's clear from the context, it's figurative.
所以从上下文你很清楚的知道耶稣不是在说他就是那扇物理的一个门有门把的有锁的不是他是指他是那必经到另外一个地方必经之路
OK now Daniel 9 verse 24 again
那九章二十四节但以理书
70 weeks OK the word 70 we would take literally becauseThe history we have with the Bible is that numbers mean what they say.
所以，但以理书九章这个七十个期呢，我们是以字面去理解的，因为其他地方都是这样，没有显然的比喻的潜台词就是字面意思。
Now for us in the world today, when we see the word weeks, we think 7 days.
所以今天呢，我们讲到一周七天呢，一周呢就知道是七天。
And maybe it does mean 7 days.
也许它真的是意味着是七天。
And maybe it means something else.
也许它意味着别的。
In the Old Testament, the Hebrews had certain ways of counting. Like today, we would say, "I'll buy a dozen eggs, please."
旧约时代的以色列人，他们有他们自己的这个数字体系啊。比方说，今天我们说我买一打的鸡蛋
，How many is a dozen？
那一打是多少
？How do you know？
十二个，你怎么知道呢
？You can count them: 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
对，因为你可以数嘛，你买了一打，你就数有几个嘛。
And it says on the box one dozen.
但是在那个盒子上，他没有说十二个，他说是一打。
Sometimes we say, the Bible says that the average life will be 70. Score. How many is a score? 20. So we have words in our language that are just words to describe a certain number or quantity.
对，我们有一些词来代表一个确定的数字。
In the Hebrew language, the word weeks, not Gary Weeks, but the word weeks is used to summarize 70, the number 70.
所以希伯来里面呢，他讲到这个 week 这个词啊，这个周这个词啊，它就是替代一个数字，就是七十。
Now don't believe me, check it up yourself on your own time.
那在你有时间的时候呢，你去自己查圣经啊，不要就盲信我。
So what is 70 times 7?
那七十个七。
70 times 7?
490.
490.
所以70个7一共就是490, 对不对?
Okay. Then, down to verse 25,
我们到看到25节,
you'll see the reference to 7 weeks. And it speaks about, in verse 25, the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem. What is that? That is when the Hebrews were released from captivity after exactly 70 years, and they were coming back to Jerusalem to restore and build Jerusalem.
所以二十五节一开始说呢，当你当明白知道出令建造耶路撒冷，就是从当时他们从被掳的状态下回到耶路撒冷，要开始重建的那一刻。
From that time until the Messiah, Jesus, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The 7 weeks refers to the time that it took to build the temple. But the big point here is 7 plus 62. What is that?
所以直到受膏者就是弥赛亚要来的时候呢，这一段的时间有7+62。前面七个七是在讲这个重建的时候，但总之呢是7+62，一共是多少呢？ 69 weeks.
69 times 7 is 483. Down to verse 26. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. That's the crucifixion.
所以到二十六节啊，62个期之后呢，一共就69个期之后，就483年之后呢，受膏者要被剪除，就是受难了，就是十字架了。
This prophecy is a prophecy to Israel about a period for Daniel, it was in the future of 490 years.
所以这个是给到以色列，借着但以理给到整个以色列人讲了一个490年的历史。
Now as we look back from our time in history, we recognize that the temple was rebuilt, that the Messiah came, the Messiah was cut off, he was crucified. We see that now as in the past.
那现在呢，我们往回看呢，这全成为历史了。什么历史呢？圣殿被重新建了，耶稣来了又死在十架上了，这些都是历史事实，是能够确定时间点的。
So this prophecy has been partially but mostly fulfilled, literally.
所以呢，这个预言呢是应验了哈，已经这成为历史，你可以去验证的。
There is 1 week left, 1 period of 7 years that has not yet been fulfilled.
还有一个期呢是没有被应验的。
Israel's prophetic timeline has been paused.
所以以色列的预言的这个时钟啊，被停下来了。
And the church age began on the day of Pentecost. That's us.
所以当耶稣受难之后呢，从五旬节开始呢，教会时代开始了，恩典时代一开始，以色列的历史那个时钟就按下去了，就停了。
But because God must keep his word, there is still this 1 week of 7 years to be fulfilled.
但是神会持守他的应许， 所以这一个期的时间还是会实现的。
Matthew 24, please.
好，我们来看怎么实现呢？就是马太福音的24章。
Matthew 24, just notice in verse 32.
32节
Jesus is quoting. He says, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Verse 32?
24, 32.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't have time to do that one, but that's one of the... Yes, okay. Okay. We're running out of time. How about verse 15, chapter 24, verse 15?
15, 15节。马太福音24章15节。
The disciples have asked Jesus about what's going to happen in the future.
这时候门徒在问耶稣啊，未来会发生什么？
And there's a lot could be said here, but just to keep with this theme of interpretation, verse 15, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet.
你们看见先知但以理说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地啊，这就刚才我们读的地方。
Daniel understood Jeremiah to be speaking literally when Jeremiah said 70 years.
所以但以理呢，知道耶利米讲七十年被掳就是七十年被掳。
Jesus is telling us that Daniel was speaking literally when he referred to the abomination of desolation.
所以耶稣也知道但以理讲的行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，那就是这个字面的意思。
When Daniel wrote it, it was in the future.
所以当但以理讲的时候呢，这是在未来。
When Jesus said this, it was in the future.
耶稣说的时候呢，也还是没有发生在未来。
We are here today, it is still in the future.
即便在今天呢，这件事还没发生，还是在未来。
Revelation 13, please.
那是启示录的13章。
Revelation 13. Now this is also a reference back to 2 Thessalonians and a reference to Matthew 24 and a reference to Daniel 9 and 11 and 12.
所以这也是会可以让我们回到帖撒罗尼迦后书但以理书的9章到12章以及马太福音的24章。
Daniel said that the last period of 7 years it would be in two parts, that something would happen in the middle of it. Notice verse, let's start at verse 4.
那我们从13章的4节开始哈。
So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast who is able to make war with him?
又拜那龙，因为他将自己的权柄交给了兽，也拜兽说，谁能比这兽，谁能与他交战呢？
And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months.
又赐给他说夸大亵渎话的口，又赐权柄给他，可以任意而行42个月。
42 months divided by 12 months a year is 3.5 years.
42个月除以12个月一年，正好就是3年半，也就是1/7之半了。
That is the midway point of a 7-year period.
就是最后呢7年时间的中间点啊。
That is why Jesus spoke about tribulation and the great tribulation.
这就是为什么耶稣会讲到灾难和大灾难。
Okay, Revelation 20, please.
我们再往后，启示录的20章。
Can't believe how time quickly that time is gone.
启示录20章。
Oh yeah. Revelation chapter 20. It's speaking of the devil, Satan, and in verse 2, he is bound 1,000 years.
2章，他捉住那龙、古蛇，就是魔鬼哈，撒旦捆绑1000年。
And he cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, set a seal, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years were finished.
所以扔在无底坑，使他不再迷惑列国，等到那1,000年完了。
Now, here is a reference to a number. 1,000 years. Is it literal or is it figurative?
所以现在这又是比喻还是字面意思呢？我们还可以在其他地方能够得着。
That's two references to 1,000 years, verse 2 and verse 3.
所以这里呢有两个，二节、三节都讲到一千年啊。
Over to verse 4, towards the end.
那我们来看四节，直到最后。
Speaking of those who did not receive the mark of the beast.
这里讲到呢没有接受受印的那一些的灵魂。
Last part of verse 4.
四节的最后。
And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
他们与基督一同作王1,000年。
That's the third reference to 1,000 years.
这是第三个讲到一千年。
Verse 5, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished.
第五节说，其余的死人没有复活，只等一千年完了。
That's the fourth reference to 1,000 years.
第四次提到一千年。
The end of verse 6.
第六节最后
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
并要与基督一同作王1,000年。
That's the fifth reference.
第五次讲到一千年。
Verse 7, now when the 1,000 years have expired.
第七节一千年结束了。
That is the sixth reference to 1,000 years.
又一次提到一千年。
Literal or figurative?
这是比喻的还是字面？是字面。
Literal. Well, yes, there are many reasons to know and believe that it's literal. Here's what you say if someone says to you, and there are people who believe, that it's figurative. Most other places in Scripture, in fact, all places in Scripture I'm familiar with, when a number is given, it's literal.
所以有人如果跟你说这是比喻的呢，你要知道呢，圣经里这样的时候数字都是字面的，就是字面意思。
Now it is true that Peter says one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years.
当然彼得也在彼得后书说呢，在神眼里啊，他看千年如一日。
But that's not saying that a day and 1,000 years are the same period of time.
他并不是在说呢一天就等于一千年。
It's just saying that God is outside of time. He's over time.
他只是在说神是超越时空的，是神不在时间里面。
If someone says to you the 1,000 years in Revelation that's mentioned 6 times is figurative, I say to them, it states that the 1,000 years begins, the 1,000 years happens, and the 1,000 years ends.
如果有人说一千年，非说这是比喻的，那我要告诉他呢，一千年他讲到了开始。一千年中间，一千年结束。
If it's figurative, which it isn't, if it's figurative, it is figurative of a period of time that has a beginning, a duration, and an end.
即便他假设他是比喻的，虽然他不是，那他至少假设他是比喻的，他是在讲一段时间，有开始，有中间，有结束。
Because these are people who do not believe that there will be an earthly kingdom and reign of Jesus for 1,000 years.
那我们刚才讲的就是这样的一种。一群人他持这样的一种观点认为没有地上的千禧年。
And we finished in Revelation 20, but we started in Genesis 1.
然后呢我们在20章启示录结束啊，我们从创世纪1章开始。
This is just to give you a taste of the confidence that we can have in the Word of God and the God of the Word when it comes to numbers. You know, not the book of Numbers, but 6 days, 40 years, 400 years, 70 years, 490 years, 483 have been fulfilled, 7 more to come. After that 7-year tribulation, the 1,000-year kingdom.
Amen. 所以呢，我们总结一下今天，你会看见神如此的精确，他讲到6天就是6天，40年就是40年，70年就70年，400年。然后呢，又有个预言的490年，当中的483年已经完全准确的被应验了，还有7年在后面等着。那7年当中又分一半啊，42个月，3年半。然后在这7年大灾难和大灾难结束之后，又有一个1,000年的千禧年，全部都是字面意思。
I hope you're encouraged.
Amen.
我希望大家真的能被鼓励到。
Amen.
我们做一个结束的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you glad and grateful.
主啊，我们来到您面前，我们来到您面前以一个特别喜乐的心。
You have shone into our hearts.
因为您的话照进了我们的心。
With the same power of your word that spoke all things into existence.
这话就和您当时创造万有时所说的话一样的有力。
We are new creations in Christ.
因为我们在基督里已经是新造的人。
And the day is coming when the Lord Jesus, who sits in heaven,
这一天会来，当耶稣坐在天上审判的时候。
Will sit on a throne in Jerusalem.
他会坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上。
We might wonder how will this happen.
我们会想，哦，这怎么会发生呢？
But we do not wonder if it will happen.
但是我们不会想，哦，这是不是真的会发生？
We know it will take place because your word declares it.
我们知道它一定会发生，因为您是这么说的。
Bless and encourage each one here today, I pray.
也求您祝福鼓励今天在座的每一位。
And any who are doubting, help them, Lord, to simply trust you and take you at your word.
主啊，一切还怀疑的，求您鼓励他，让他真的接受您的话语。
That they might be saved and join us in your presence one day.
主啊，这样他能够得救，在您的未来的日子和您同在。
And we ask this in the power and authority of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣那有权柄的名。
And for His glory.
也为了他的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.